Yeah, the flooding stopped for the most part. I know it was scary. All things considered, we're pretty lucky. Yeah, I mean, at least we still have a house. Yeah. Yeah, I know, that was really scary. Oh. I know. I have no idea when power is going to be restored. Maybe, hopefully, by the end of this week, but you never know. Yeah. I mean, until then, I can just fan you. Is helping at all. I saved so much, you have no idea. I was able to get like most of the photo albums. I got them upstairs. I got most of the things squared away. Yeah, some of the pots and pans might be ruined, but I figured save the paper stuff, and anything that's not paper, we'll see if it survives. Yeah. I know. I didn't expect the flooding either. I mean, I knew the storm surges were gonna be serious, but I didn't think it was gonna be that bad. Yeah. No, I actually got off the phone with my parents. They're fine, and thank God. I'm glad they're okay too. Yeah. I mean, it's a reminder. It's just a reminder of like Mother Nature is serious, and she's being real scary. Yeah. I know. But think about it though. We have each other. We're both healthy. We're both okay. Yeah. That's everything at the end of the day. Like, stuff. We have insurance. You know, there'll be a bunch of disaster relief, hopefully. And yeah, so like, the stuff is replaceable. It's like, you're okay. I'm okay. We're both okay. We made it through it okay. That's what's important. That's what's important. Yeah. I know. Hopefully that's the last big storm of the season. Yeah, knock on wood. You want me to come lay in bed with you? Yeah. I'm a little sweaty just because I was doing stuff, but it's actually quite comfy. I don't know how you're under the blankets with no AC. Oh my God, it's too hot for me. Yeah, when I get up, I'll go open the window. Get some nature blowing in. Not too much nature, though, just the right amount. Yeah, I don't know if we can leave the house for a while. Oh, I looked outside and the road's completely flooded. Yeah, I don't know how deep it is either. I want to drive in it. We gotta wait. Yeah, I mean, it should naturally unflood, hopefully, on its own. Yeah, because like the water will go, like seep into the soil, and it'll like go down to aquifers and stuff, and then some of it will wash into its rivers and then out to the ocean. So it'll all drain out eventually, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you were too. Like, if you were in a more basin-y area where there's no drainage, then it'll stay out longer. But we're pretty close to the shore, so water will drain out pretty quickly. I don't know, maybe not tomorrow, but maybe the day after tomorrow will be better. That's what I'm thinking, at least. Yeah, I don't know if the roads are gonna be drivable for maybe like 4 or 5 days. Yeah. But we were so prepared, at least. We have enough water, we have enough food. I saved the barbecue. I was able to put it up, so it should be fine. And I think we have propane, so, you know, we can grill. We just have to wait till the flooding goes down outside, and then we can grill outside. Yeah. I know. I should have listened to you. You were so adamant on getting a generator. But the problem is, if we had a generator, right, it would have been at ground level. It would have gone flooded out. I don't know. We'd have to have the generator pretty high up to get it off the water. Yeah. Yeah, when we build our next house. Or maybe after, you know, God knows what the insurance on this house, maybe we can have enough to get a hurricane generator. Oh, well, thankfully we don't have to do anything to the roof. The roof was fine. The roof handled it like a champ. Yeah, I mean, had no leaks, which is amazing. I went up to the attic just to check, and it's perfect. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, baby. All things considered, we're so lucky. We're so, so lucky. There's so many other people who weren't as lucky as us. Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're my thoughts and prayers, for sure. I mean, once we get a chance, I would love to do some volunteering. Maybe, like, yeah. Yeah, I would love to drive to places that were more impacted and bring supplies and stuff. Oh my god, as soon as the roads are drivable again, we should totally do that. Yeah. Because it'll make all the difference in the world. Because there are definitely people out there who got it way worse than us that will definitely need help and supplies. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Like last time when people came out with boats, that was amazing. That was such a lovely, like, expression of human goodwill. Yeah, all the people coming from Texas and from Florida with their boats to rescue people. Yeah, it's a little bit like Dunkirk. Yeah, they did it because it was the right thing to do. No matter, you know, what the risk was. Maybe this will make you come around to the idea of me getting a boat? Maybe. No. Okay, well. No, I know. Every boat owner's life is, there's 2 days. There's the day you buy the boat, and then the day you sell it, and those are the best 2 days of your boat ownership. Yeah, I know the saying. But I definitely want to do something. Yeah. For sure. Because we're all in this together. I think, I don't know. As horrible as hurricane season is, I think the silver lining is always how it brings people together. It brings neighborhoods together. It brings cities and towns and states. It brings Americans together. It brings us under, you know, one banner, the banner of just helping your fellow American and making sure they're safe. I don't know. Sometimes it takes the worst to bring out the best in us. And I hope this brings out the best in people. We really need it. We really need the best in humans. Especially now. Yeah. That's why I want to help out too. You should be the change you want to see, you know? Yeah. Can't expect everyone else to be good if you're not going to be good too. Yeah. 100%. I'm telling you, as soon as the roads aren't flooded anymore, we're going to go. Yeah. All right. Sounds like a date. All right, I'm going to go open the window. I have so much more stuff to, like, pull from downstairs. No, I know the water is going to get higher, but it's going to be so humid and musty. I just want to try to save what I can. I already did. I beat you to that, don't worry. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I don't need your help. You stay up here. It is so gross down there. You do not want to be down there. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got my big willy boots. They were a good... Yeah, no, they were a good purchase. Listen, I knew I would need them, so I'm glad I got them. All right. I love you, too. It's going to be okay, baby. Yeah. We're going to get through this.